Oh, hello.
Hi. Welcome to
the Slytherin Twins.
I'm
Gigi.
I'm Gigi, and
I'm Toothless. We also have a Twitch channel
and a YouTube channel.
And the YouTube channel is called
Unicorn Elsa, no spaces, and our Twitch channel is Moved Number 2 WV.
Yes, where you just go twitch.tv/moved2wv.
But not number two, the number two. Just thought I'd clarify.
Moved two, right. So, this is our first podcast, so bear with us.
Yes.
We're trying to figure this thing out.
But basically, this first episode is just going to explain what our podcast is about. So, mm-hmm.
And maybe explain about us a little bit.
Yeah, we're gonna, so go ahead.
But, we love Harry Potter.
Yes.
Especially Gigi and myself.
Yes.
And our family. And we're probably, to say we love Harry Potter is an understatement, I would say.
Yes.
We are obsessed with Harry Potter. We just really liked it from the onset, and,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I have a dark mark tattoo on me. That's how much I like it. And we have a pretty good collection of stuff.
With wands and everything.
Yeah, we watch a lot of Harry Potter stuff. We love our favorite YouTuber.
Her name is Cherry Wallace. Shout out to Cherry Wallace.
Yes.
If she's listening, or if anyone is listening. I know it's recorded, but if anyone is listening.
yes, I know these don't recorded, go out live. So I do get to edit it.
Right. But anyway, shout out to Cherry Wallace. She's amazing. She's so nice. She's funny.
She seems like a kind person.
She seems like a very good person.
Yeah.
She sent me a t-shirt from one of her subscription boxes that she wasn't going to wear. She wrote me a letter. She responded to me on Instagram. She responded to you on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, definitely, she just seems like a very nice person.
Yeah.
And pre-order her subscription box.
Yeah, it starts tomorrow.
Tomorrow at 7 a.m.
Eastern Standard Time here.
And 12 p.m. for just British time. I like to call it British
time. Yeah, I think it's, for them, like I think it Pacific opened tonight, time. Today. So.
Yeah, because they're 5 hours before us.
Right, so for, it's going to be noon for them. You're right.
Noon for them. And 7 a.m.
for us.
7
so,
a.m. for us.
But anyway, America. So we just started getting into Harry Potter more and more and more. We've played the Lego games. We love those. That's really how we got into it. Then we started reading the books.
Yes, we read the books. We watched all the movies. We have a bunch of board games that we play.
Yep.
Video games. And a huge collection of stuff. You know, their dolls, their wands, their Funko Pops, their rock candy figures, their Legos.
Keychains, magnets. Endless. Endless stuff.
Endless. Really endless.
And we just got back from Universal, where we got to visit the whole Harry Potter world.
Harry Potter. Diagon Alley. Hogsmeade. Grimmauld Place.
Yep.
Which
was amazing, by the way.
It was so wonderful.
But anyway, so we wanted to give you a little background on us and then what the podcast will be about. It's basically everything and anything Harry Potter.
Yes, so sometimes we'll do opinions, you know, like we can read opinions or I don't know. But
I mean, there's some things, I guess with opinions we can talk about scenes from the book. You know, for example, we could talk about something, the book versus the
movie
and talk about not just the differences, which we know everyone does that and gets annoyed when someone does it, although I do it all the time.
Yeah.
You know, in the book, it's actually blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But,
yes, he does.
but maybe talk about whether it was a good improvement. There were some improvements in the movies that are actually...
That are better than
actually better, which is rare, but it is.
But there are some lines and things, or when people say a line that someone else said, it's better when...
Right.
You know, but...
We'll talk about that.
Yeah.
Definitely talk about, you know, things that are upcoming and, mm-hmm. and just what's going on in the world of Harry Potter.
In favorites.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
And right now we were just going to talk about...
what our podcast is about.
what our podcast is about, and then maybe get into just like the stuff from Pottermore where we got, you know, sorted
and things like that.
So as far as the podcast, as you can see, we're all over the place on this, but this is our first one, and you know, we'll get it a little tighter as we go along, but this one we just kind of wanted to spitball it or whatever.
Because, you know, we're familiar with YouTube, where it's a camera and everything, and then we're Twitch, where it's live. So, this is pretty different.
And there's no, you know, visual on this. So.
No.
But we wanted to talk about it because we can get, you know, people who love Harry Potter.
Yes.
They stay together, you know, when we were at Universal.
They're kind of like one little family.
Yeah, it's like you're one big happy family. I mean, you're with your people down there when you go to Universal.
Yes, absolutely.
And they all, we all speak that language, so, and they all love Harry Potter.
And we made a ton of friends down there on the boats and everything.
Oh, yeah, we really did.
In line and stuff, we just made a lot of friends down there.
So
most people that were into Harry Potter, honestly.
But we will talk about, I mean, obviously we'll talk about the characters, talk about what our favorite characters are.
Our least favorites. And who wasn't necessary.
Yeah.
who shouldn't have died.
Wands. Yeah, we'll talk about who died and
who shouldn't have
and who we wish wouldn't have. And just anything. Anything and everything related to Harry Potter.
Yes,
whether it's something that was mentioned by Cherry Wallace and we decided to expand on that, or just maybe some of the I'll tell you what, one of the things we need to talk about is the boxes,
the
subscription boxes,
the good versus the bad subscription boxes.
Wait.
A lot of people don't think that there are good and bad subscription boxes. Oh,
but there
yes, there really are.
About that as well.
And if you want like a visual of what's in the subscription boxes and everything, definitely check out Cherry Wallace. She has all the good ones.
And, I mean, we'll probably start getting into the boxes more, and we'll do unboxing videos,
because
Gigi seems very excited about now that I said that. So.
I am. Because we're kind of thinking about subscribing to Geek Gear Wizardry.
Yeah, they seem to be the best one
right now.
They're
definitely. Cherry Wallace has been subscribed to them for, like, 2 years, and she has not unsubscribed.
So.
And Cherry Wallace's, which is a one-time thing. So.
Yes. But the other thing I thought we'd talk about today is just our sorting, our wands that we got picked for on Pottermore, our Patronuses, which for some reason got reversed
on Pottermore. Yes, but we do know what they are.
And I guess that's really about it. And then that'll be our first episode. So we both went to Pottermore and... Yes.
I don't remember what it is.
You don't?
Not the wand.
I forget what my wand was now.
Yours is. I don't know.
It wasn't Hawthorne. It was...
I don't remember. It wasn't a chestnut. Yours is chestnut.
Chestnut. Yeah. Okay. I do remember mine.
I remember mine as well.
Okay.
Without
it's on your game anyway.
But I don't remember how flexible it is.
Oh, it was... very rigid, I think, is what yours
was. Surprisingly rigid or something.
I don't know.
Okay, we'll talk about our houses first. Also, download the new app, Harry Potter Wizards Unite, for free.
Yeah, that's a great app. I forget, what was my wand? Rigid?
Hard.
Hard, right.
It's just like Pokemon Go, but better.
Yes, because you're collecting Harry Potter stuff.
Yes, it's made by the same person that made Pokemon Go and Hogwarts Mystery.
Don't be playing that.
I'm not.
Okay.
I'm just looking.
So anyway, we're both in Slytherin House.
Yes, we are both Slytherins.
I think you more or less got in there because you love Bellatrix Lestrange.
I do. Bellatrix Lestrange is my favorite, but... No, I really wasn't expecting Slytherin. I just answered the questions honestly on Pottermore, and it gave me Slytherin.
I mean, I knew I was going to be a Slytherin, especially with the basically the by any means necessary part.
Cunning, and
will do pretty much anything to exceed or get what they want.
Yeah, I kind of thought that I was going to be in Ravenclaw because I'm pretty smart.
Yeah, she's pretty smart.
Technologically.
We'll just say you're 10 years old.
I am. I'm 10 years
old. And she's... Well, pretty smart for a 10-year-old.
Yeah, I'm going to be in 5th grade.
Yes.
Which...
And I am your father.
Yes.
Luke.
No. His name is not Luke.
I am your father, Luke. I'm saying from Star Wars.
Oh, I know.
Yes, and no, my name's not Luke. And obviously it's not Toothless.
No, and mine's not Gigi.
No, but those are our Slytherin names.
Those are our code names.
So, we both got sorted to Slytherin.
Yes.
And then we did the, I guess, our wands.
Yes, so...
And you answer a bunch of your questions for that.
Yes,
and it'll tell you what your wand should be. Mm-hmm. And Gigi's is...
My wand
is made out of...
Of rowan wood.
Yes.
It's a dragon heartstring core.
Mm-hmm.
It's reasonably supple flexibility. So it's pretty flexible. Reasonably supple. And it is 13 inches in length. So okay. You can kind of picture what it looks like in your mind.
And mine was made out of chestnut with a phoenix feather core. It was hard flexibility.
And it was 13
and 3 quarters long.
Inches, yes. And
not centimeters.
No.
We use the non-metric system here.
Right.
And it's pretty cool. I like it. It seems about right. And then after your house sorting and your
wand,
you get into
your Patronus.
And you answer a bunch of questions, and it gives you what your Patronus is. And your Patronus was?
My Patronus is a white mare.
Yes.
And your Patronus is?
A greyhound.
Yes. Which is really like him, because he's a dog lover.
The thing they remember is, wherever you go, if you're going to a Harry Potter festival or an event, or you're going to Universal, and because people will ask you, what are you? What were you sorted into?
What's your Patronus? What's your wand? Everything.
But if they just say, what are you? Or what house are you?
And one time when we were at Madame Malkin's, one person was getting robes and they didn't know what Hogwarts house they were in. And so the clerk asked her, do you think you're brave, cunning, /ambitious, which is Slytherin, brave is Gryffindor, loyal for Hufflepuff, or smart for Ravenclaw? And I don't remember what she said, but I think she said smart, so she got the Ravenclaw robes.
Yes.
But you have to know, because you never know.
You have to have your house.
But
the thing is that you are going to get asked that at these events, and you will usually ask, hey, what are you, or what's your house, or something like that.
Yeah.
But the point I was going to make was, when people ask that, they're not referring to something that you saw on Facebook or Pinterest or something like that.
No.
They are referring to the Pottermore
quiz
account, which is just Pottermore.com, which that is the official J.K. Rowling approved website for Harry Potter.
J.K. Rowling helped come up
with it. Yeah, she is actually taking it. All the characters have gone to Pottermore and gotten sorted.
Yes, Ivana Lynch is in Gryffindor.
Ginny is in Gryffindor.
Yeah, Bonnie Wright, who plays Ginny. Ivana Lynch plays Luna. Matthew Lewis, who plays Neville, he's in Hufflepuff. And Rupert Grint, who plays Ron Weasley. As I'm sure you know, he's in Hufflepuff.
Which actually is more accurate.
Yes.
So... it's really neat, and if you haven't done it, you really should, because if you're any kind of Harry Potter fan, that's usually the first thing people want to do is find out where they're sorted. But like I said, there are all kinds of little things on Facebook, you know, hey, get sorted, or especially Pinterest, you see all this stuff. But the one that's the official one is Pottermore, and it seems to be the most accurate, you know?
Yes, it definitely is.
Plus it will sort you into, what is it called, Ilveroni?
It's like your Beauxbatons thing.
No, it's Hogwarts, but in America.
I forget what that school is called.
Livermony or something like
it's
that?
It's like, it begins with an L or something.
I don't know.
It's weird. But
we're not into it. You know, we're into the Harry Potter or Hogwarts.
Really,
and that's
I don't
it.
Even know.
But there is a United States American version of Hogwarts. But anyway, house. Oh, what?
I would like to say, going back to Patronuses, his Patronus is a greyhound, like he said, and that's Ron's, or Ron's is like a dog of some sort.
Yeah.
And mine is a white mare, and Ginny's Patronus is a horse.
Mm-hmm.
So we have basically the same Patronuses. As Ron and Ginny.
Yeah.
So.
I say
I'm like Ginny.
I'm not sure. Anything else you want to add?
I say I'm like Ginny in quite a few ways.
Yeah, you are in quite a few. I mean, you're Hermione.
I am.
I'm so
Hermione.
Much like Hermione.
Yeah.
I don't know who I'm like.
You are like Fred and George. Like, seriously.
Yeah. Let's see. Who's my favorite? I would say we'll do this and maybe that wrap it up. But yeah. Your favorite character, hands down, is Bellatrix Lestrange.
Yes. Before I even knew who she was when we played the video game, because we didn't know until,
right.
Like, we got into Harry Potter from the Lego games. And Bellatrix Lestrange was in it, and they don't talk, so
no.
We didn't know who she was until we got the character, and immediately I liked her, seriously.
Right. Yeah,
and
you first liked the Lego version of Bellatrix Lestrange.
Yes, basically. And so I've dressed up as Bellatrix Lestrange for Halloween
twice. Yeah.
So, yeah.
But my favorite is probably Lucius.
Lucius and Voldemort.
I do like Voldemort. I mean, there's the obvious ones. I mean, Gigi likes Hermione, obviously, a lot. Everyone likes Luna.
Luna you know. Is Cherry Wallace's favorite.
Yeah, I love Luna. She's great.
Yeah.
It's hard not to really like any of the characters except Umbridge.
Everybody hates Umbridge. Yeah. She's such a terrible person.
Yes, so... But, yeah, I would say just Lucius. I mean... He kind of becomes a little pathetic at the end, but
yes,
he's just kind of cool, you know?
He takes everything out on Draco.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's pretty much it, I guess, for today. We just wanted to get this first one out there and let everyone know that we're out there. And just look for episodes, you know, here and there.
Yeah.
Our YouTube channel. The YouTube videos are really
our
fun.
Our YouTube YouTube was our first social
media platform thing.
Not like Instagram and stuff, but because we have it, but not for our channels and stuff.
Which maybe we'll do that next.
Maybe
an Instagram
we will.
Account
an
called
Instagram.
The Slytherin Twins or something, or Unicorn Elsa.
And then we can have one. I think
so.
But I'd say our YouTube channel is our main thing.
Yeah, that's definitely. The videos, because we've got that pretty well lined out.
We have the most followers and stuff on that.
Yeah, so.
Which is only 22.
So we'll be making an announcement on there about this podcast. So.
Yes, I don't think
But if you have any questions or comments, you could... We don't have an official email account. Maybe that's something we need to do.
Yeah,
they
could send it to...
Yeah, if they want to make submissions.
My Gmail account. Unicorn Elsa.
Yeah.
Don't I have one?
I think you do, but I think it's like... I don't know.
Anyway.
They might be able to contact us through Anchor, which is what we use to do the...
The podcasts. We're completely new at this, so we
don't really know. Yes, so we don't even know if this will make it out there.
Yeah.
But anyway, look for us in the future, and if you're a podcaster, you know, definitely...
Give
us a shout.
Give us
and
a shout.
We can get together. We'd be happy to get on other podcasting shows, because we absolutely love Harry Potter.
Yes, we'd love to be, quote-unquote, special guests.
Yes, on
and
Cherry Wallace's podcast.
And we would love to have you as our special guest.
Absolutely.
And you know what? I do know of these YouTubers that have a podcast together, but their channels aren't together.
Gotcha. Do they show them during the podcast?
No, but they have YouTube channels,
yeah.
too.
Yeah, cool.
Tessa Netting and Brizzy Voices are their names. Brizzy Voices.
The Harry Potter?
Yep. Brizzy Voices is really great at impressions. And Tessa Netting, I think she was in... something Harry Potter, like she was in like a commercial or something.
Oh,
Harry Potter.
I thought you said she in the movie as like an extra or something.
Maybe she was. I don't know. She was in something. I recognize her from it. But Tessa Netting, Brizzy Voices, who are friends with Cherry Wallace. So, and their podcast. I don't want to push you away from us, but giving them a shout out for their podcast, Fantastic Geeks and Where to Find Them.
There's one called the Muggle. Cast
oh,
or something
like
that.
On here.
It's good. It's really good. There's another one called Swish and Flick as well, which is really good.
Yeah, I have some podcasts on here that are Harry Potter
but
podcasts.
Again, we want you to come to us
right,
as well
but
as
just,
them, but because they're really good. I know Swish and Flick is good, and the other one's called Muggle Cast,
right here. See, I've got them right there.
Cool.
Those are yours, but they're
mine. Okay. So, everyone, just head on over to YouTube, which is Unicorn Elsa.
And Twitch.
We play video games on there. Which is just...
Moved to WV.
With the two instead of T-T-O. And hopefully we'll be getting more of these going every day. And once a week at the minimum. And
maybe we can do another one.
Yes. All right. And again, download that game called...
Harry Potter Wizards Unite. You can download it for free. Once again, if you're into Pokemon, it's just like Pokemon Go, except better.
Exactly. All right, we'll see you next time.
Bye. Thank you.